Football fans are in their agreement that national team coach Klaus Dieter Pajos and his assistants Peter Ndlovu and Lloyd Mtasa got it all wrong in coming up with the final team that played Egypt, resulting in the Warriors' comprehensive defeat. Of particular debate are the first team midfield places that were handed over to rookies Devon Chafa and Adlaif Viereki instead of South Africa-based captain Denver Mkamba and Belgian-based Ovid Garuru, who were kept on the bench until deep into the second half. Soccer writer Langton Nyakwenda of the weekly Sunday Mail newspaper shares the same view, with most of the fans saying that the coaches started with Mkamba Karuru and Ajax Cape Town's Kama Biliat in midfield, the result could have been in Zimbabwe's favour. In his final analysis of the game, respected football commentator Charles Mabika said everything fell apart in midfield, questioning why the coaches changed the team that did so well in losing 2-1 to Egypt in Alexandria on March 26. Warriors fan club organizing secretary Tendai Makoni agrees and points out that the experiment in using Chafa and Zvirekwi costed the team dearly, adding the coaches also erred in ignoring Kaizer Chiefs anchorman Willard Katsande.
I'm deeply hurt because I thought today we were going to win and then probably save face when you go to Guinea.
But Pajos has defended the decision, saying keeping Mkamba and Biliat on the bench was a tactical move aimed at holding the Egyptians in the first half and then attacking them in the second half using the two substitutes' players' mobility.
No. I don't think so. Because what you saw now in the second half was Mkamba and Kama Biliat. It was not that what we can play in the first half. In the first half, the Egypt are really a little bit stronger, physically stronger and all this. And when you saw this, Kama in Denver, they came in and I told them to come in to get more pace in midfield and to go to attack.
Pajos has received the support of Zimbabwe National Soccer Supporters Association member Collins Divara, who has dismissed the calls for the coach to be sacked, saying the German mentor's job is to build a strong team for the future tournaments, including the qualifiers for the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations and not the 2014 World Cup. Pajos has been in charge of the Warriors for only two competitive matches. Both were against Egypt, with the Warriors narrowly losing the first game 2-1 in Alexandria on March 26. Former coach Raman Gumbo was in charge of the Warriors in their first two World Cup matches, a 1-0 loss to Guinea and a draw against Mozambique. The 4-2 defeat by the Faroes has ended Zimbabwe's slim chances of qualifying for the World Cup finals in Brazil in June next year. With two matches remaining, the Egyptians appear well on course for a place in the final qualifying round with 12 points from 4 games. Zimbabwe are at the bottom of the 4-team table with 1 point. Guinea, who hammered Mozambique 6-1 in Conakry, are in second place with 7 points, while Mozambique are in third on 2 points. The next round of the World Cup qualifying matches continues this week when Zimbabwe travel to Guinea. Mozambique are at home against the Egyptians. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.